Hey, hey, knitting mamas. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Are you curious about knitting, but you think it's all knots and tangles and you don't really know where to start? I want to unwrap my top beginner-friendly patterns today that are not just patterns, but also the type of projects that I recommend to do as a beginner. They are super easy to make and they will give you that beginner's accomplishment feeling, which I think is the best part about knitting, or at least one of the best parts, because there's a lot of them. And it's just the best way to get started. So let's dive into this episode. I'm so excited to share these with you. Hey there, mama. Welcome to the Knitting Mamas podcast. If you're a mom who's tired of feeling exhausted and longing for some well-deserved self-care and rest, you are in the right place. I know that finding time for yourself as a busy mom can feel like an impossible puzzle. But guess what? You don't have to compromise anymore. Hi, I'm your host, Nadine Medina. And just like you, I am a mom, wife, and also a happy knitter. Over my 15 years of motherhood, I have been on a journey to discover how to truly recharge without the guilt and the never-ending quest for perfection. The secret? It's all about progress, not perfection. By focusing on simple routines, natural wellness solutions, and the cozy art of knitting, I found the path to feeling whole and content. And on this podcast, I am sharing it all with you so you can do the same. Are you ready to find simple solutions to set yourself free from mom guilt, to take more time for yourself to truly rest, and to use your knitting skills for a mindful routine that creates space in your life so you can breathe easier? Let's take a deep breath, grab those knitting needles, and say goodbye to mom stress. Together, we'll create a supportive community that encourages you to prioritize self-care while juggling all your responsibilities. Sound good? Let's do this. Hey friends, so before we get into this episode today, I would love to encourage you to rate and subscribe to this podcast. If you want other moms to hear about what we're talking about here on the Knitting Mamas podcast, it would be the best for you to leave a written review, and then other moms can find our podcast as well. Tune in, learn how to knit, learn how to build it into their lives as a calming and mindfulness practice. And I think it would just be lovely to have as many mamas as possible in our community. So I would love for you to give this podcast a 5-star review really quick today after you're done listening. So let's get into today's episode. Today, we're diving into some beginner-friendly patterns and projects that are not only going to be easy and simple to create, but they will also give you that great feeling of having accomplished something with your own hands. I think it's one of the best parts about knitting is that you actually create something while you're calming your mind, while you're taking a break, while you're getting some rest from the everyday crazy life that we're all out there to try and figure out. And honestly, there's many parts of knitting that I love and the reason why I do it every single day, but this feeling of having accomplished something that you created from nothing is definitely one of my favorite parts. And these pieces that you can create very simply as a beginner are like, it's mind-blowing how much you can actually make when you first start to knit. And that's something that I didn't realize, at least not in my second go around, because when I was a teenager, I was making I remember making a sweater with the help of my grandma, but I was just doing it. You know, when you're a kid, you're like, yeah, I can do that. And then later, as an adult, we have all these ideas and reasons and perfectionism tendencies as to why we can't start something, because we're not going to be good at it, or we think we're not going to be good at it. But if you have listened to the last few episodes in the series of for beginner knitters, I have said this a few times that, you know, you need just a few basic stitches in order to make really cool things. You can make sweaters, tees, you can make cardigans. There's so many things you can do without even having to learn how to decrease or increase or anything complicated. So today I'm giving you a couple of those ideas with some of my favorite tips as well. And I can honestly tell you that I personally am even barely scratching the surface of what's possible, to make as far as projects and different stitches and patterns and things like that. There's so many things out there that I haven't even tried. And I have knit quite a few things and tried different techniques and learned some things and watched YouTube videos and all that stuff. But there's so much stuff out there waiting for you. And I am just so excited that you are ready to get started right now. So that's your first step. You need to be saying, hey, I can do this even if it looks a little complicated. Go back to the videos that I shared in the last few episodes. You can hop over to the YouTube channel as well and find them there. The link will be down in the show notes. But my mantra is always simple is best, and especially in this case. But you will just love how easy it is to complete a full project, and, you know, that really looks great. It's not like, oh, this is a beginner's project, and you can totally tell. So, and then, of course, you know, my whole take on uniqueness and when there's little mistakes in there, and they're barely noticeable, those are so totally fine to keep in there. So here are my four easy projects for beginner knitters that I would highly, highly recommend getting started with before you, you know, start a project that is maybe too long or too complicated, and then you lose interest, or it's not fun because you're just not there yet, and then you throw it into the corner and just kind of quit on it and wonder what happened. So I don't want that for you. I want you to have fun with it. I want you to have like a successful feeling once you have accomplished something. And I want you to really get the benefit of the mindfulness and the calm of the knitting, which you will only get when you're doing something that you actually enjoy doing. So don't bite off more than you can chew, so to speak, by picking something that's too complicated. So the first one I recommend is a bulky knit. So a bulky yarn and big, thick needles is usually, in my opinion, the best way to start, because it does knit up really quickly, and therefore making it super satisfying for beginners. Because when you take a project and it takes you like weeks or even months to complete, you can lose interest really quickly. And I have done that before, speaking from experience, all the time on this podcast. And that's just not necessarily the greatest way to get started. I think a quick knit, something that you can show off like in 2 weeks, is the best. A quick pro tip here, use a lighter color so that you can make sure to really see your stitches well. Like a black, dark gray, dark brown are beautiful, but they can be a little bit tricky. Even on the bulky yarn where you usually are able to see your stitches really well, because they're just too dark and it's kind of hard to tell where your stitches are. But when you use a lighter color, the bulky yarn is amazing to actually see what you have knitted and therefore, you know, able to follow along and make sure that you're doing it like it's said in the pattern. So I think that's a big advantage. Number two, make something in garter stitch. And if you remember from the last few episodes, we talked about garter stitch being a pattern that is created by just using the knit stitch. So it's super simple. The front and the back are both knitted in knit stitch on a piece that's knitted flat. And you can pretty much knit anything. I mean, there's patterns out there for garter stitch t-shirts, for garter stitch sweaters. And I remember my first project back in 2020 when I first started knitting again was a cardigan, an entire cardigan made of garter stitch. And guess how I found out that I should have used bulky yarn? It was a gigantic cardigan and it had like very thin yarn. It was like a cotton type yarn. And it took so long. I almost was like, nah, never mind. Knitting was not for me. So I want you to avoid that. Make something smaller or make something in bulky yarn if it's a bigger project. But garter stitch is really gorgeous too once it's completed, and you can make so many things with that. Next, I would recommend either a scarf or an infinity scarf because they're so fun to wear and they're so fun to make. And it's really a small enough project to accomplish fairly quickly. So you, again, get that feeling of, yes, I can do this. I have success in this, and this is something for me from a scarf. And there's tons of projects. You can also, when you do an infinity scarf, there's two different ways to make one. You can either knit it flat and then in the end, you know, sew it up together and seam it to make the loop. Or some patterns just call for knitting it in the round, which is another technique that just kind of skips the seaming at the end because you're already knitting it in a circle. So if that's something that you want to try out and want to practice, it's not very hard to do, but it does require a different, little bit of a different technique. I would highly recommend looking for one of those so that you can have some practice in knitting in the round. And the fourth thing that I would recommend for a beginner knitter in terms of project would be anything in stockinette stitch. Could be anything, again, from a sweater to a t-shirt to a cardigan to a scarf. The one thing that I'm not recommending on this list, if you notice, is beanies, because beanies usually require, there's a couple patterns out there that I've seen that don't require decreasing, but normally you have to decrease and you have to also knit on what's called double pointed needles, because it gets so slim that it's going to be just too hard to keep it on a loop or on a cable. But there is a way to do it called magic loop. So we can talk about all of those in a future episodes, and you can look these up too if you want to knit a beanie. But again, I almost shy away from beanies sometimes because I just don't want to get into all of the little slightly more complicated patterns, because so here's my take on this. And again, not that any of it is complicated. You can do it all. But for some of these patterns, you really have to pay attention. And it depends on my mood. If I am, you know, if I'm ready for that, or if I just need something more mindless to sit down and get my thoughts together or focus on maybe watching something or listening to something and not necessarily focusing on the pattern so much that it does, there's no room for anything else. But there's moments when that's something I actually do want to do, because what it also does is while you're focusing on a project or on a pattern and you really have to pay attention to the stitches and count and, you know, make sure that you, you're knitting the right thing at the right time, it can also help focus your mind, and it can help take your mind off of all the other worries that you have right now. So I think there's, you know, there's benefits to either one, but just based on that, just be mindful of what pattern to pick and pick something simple when all you need is just some mindful knitting time. But I really do think that stockinette, any stockinette project, is super fun for beginners, especially when it's one where you don't have to use any decreases, you don't have to knit in the round, you don't have to knit in a seamless way. But for example, when you knit a sweater or a t-shirt in stockinette, all you need to create for the very simple patterns would be two front panels that are usually the same. There's no shaping, nothing involved. And then you knit two rectangular shapes, usually for the sleeves. And in the end, you seam them all together and they become a sweater, and it's fantastic. So again, very simple projects out there to recommend would be lionbrand.com or weareknitters.com. They have amazing beginner projects, and you can actually toggle and filter by beginner patterns and they will all come up. But those are my four highly recommended, you know, tips, tricks, and projects for any beginner knitter. And I hope to see some of your projects. If you have any questions or want to share your first project, I would love to see them. So please go ahead and tag me on social media or come into the Mindful Knitting community on Facebook that you can go to at bit.ly/knittingmamas, so bit.ly/knittingmamas. Show us your creations. I can't wait to see them. If you want to tag us on social media so I can shout you out with your project, you can go and connect with me on Instagram at the Knitting Mamas. And I can't wait to see you over in our group. And just a quick reminder and encouragement as we wrap this up. I want you to remember that every knitter once was a beginner as well. So grab your needles, pick your yarn, and let's cast on together. And don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with someone who could use a little nudge into the world of knitting. I can't wait to hear you and see you again on the next episode of the Knitting Mamas podcast. Hey mama, I hope you've soaked up some great ideas from today's episode. Remember, a happy mom makes for a happy fam. If today's chat hit home with you, it would mean the world if you could leave a 5-star written review on iTunes. Your review will help other moms discover our community and embrace guilt-free self-care. Also, if you're scrolling through Instagram, why not snap a screenshot of this episode for your stories? Don't forget to tag me at The Knitting Mamas so that I can shout you out on my page as well. Plus, that way we can stay connected and spread the self-care magic. Oh, and have you heard about our cozy Facebook community? It's a guilt-free zone where we share relaxing routines, essential oils and knitting adventures and so much more. Come join us today at bit.ly/knittingmamas and let's unwind together. Until we chat again, take care, mama. And remember, looking after yourself is not selfish. It's essential for that balanced life. Catch you soon right here on the Knitting Mamas podcast.